Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm hoping and I'm thinking this will be the game where the Jets, the passing attack has to be a little bit more. Listen, the running backs have been such a dynamic part of the team. Even early on, they've run a lot. Plus, even just catching the ball out of the backfield, both touchdown passes were to Allen and Breece Hall in the game. I'm looking to get the ball to Wilson in this game. The D-backs for the Patriots have been really weak. Geno Smith threw all over them. I know the game was tight and went to overtime. I'm not saying they're a pushover, but Geno Smith had a big game. They threw a bunch. Metcalf had a big game. You know, this is the game where I really would like to see this offense that looks so slow and stale and just off in the first half. And then really the passing game has been a lot of dinking and dunking and checkdowns. And I know that's kind of what the defense has given them over the first couple weeks. And I think you could argue they've played two somewhat talented defenses. Like 49ers clearly, although Sam Darnold did a pretty good job against them, but 49ers clearly one of the best defenses in the league. And then even Tennessee. Tennessee stops the run. Tennessee's probably, you know, a little bit better. And if it wasn't for, let's be honest, if it wasn't for the quarterback throwing the ball away, they might have two wins. As opposed to being 0-2. But this New England team, as much as they've impressed and they won that game against Cincinnati and they took Seattle to overtime, if you look at it, the defensive backfield is not very good. They don't have much of an offense except the run game. If they can shut down the run game and try and make Brissett and this offense beat them, and they, you know, they pretty much throw strictly to the tight end. If you look at it, Hunter Henry's having monster days. Like, they have not been able, and hopefully, you know, I think Reed should hopefully be healthy for the game. I got to double check that. I think they're expecting Reed back. I know they're going to see if Mosley can test out that toe. But if you could shut down the short pass attack and over the middle of the field to the tight end and shut down the running game, because I trust the cornerbacks. I know Sauce had a weak game for him and down game for him. Against these Patriot wide receivers, I don't think it's much of an issue. So stop the run and get a little bit more attacking with your pass offense. Go down the field, get Garrett Wilson involved in this game. Should be a recipe for success for the Jets.